This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wishing everyone a happy and blessed Friday. Actually, today I want to speak to you about some of the etiquettes of attending the Friday prayer. Now, I used to assume that most people actually know this stuff, but I've come to the realization that a lot of people don't. So, if you're hearing this for the first time, good, and also pass this along, educate other people as well. First thing, when we enter the masjid on the day of Friday, or any day really, but especially on the day of Friday, the very first thing we do is we pray two rak'ahs of prayer. And this applies even if the imam is speaking, even if the khutbah is going on, it doesn't matter, you still pray those two rak'ahs of prayer. Actually, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, he was delivering the Friday. During the khutbah, a man walked into the masjid and sat down, and the Prophet ﷺ specifically told him to stand up and to pray two rak'ahs of prayer, and this is what is known as the tahiyyatul masjid. Second thing, we're not supposed to talk at all. Actually, we're not supposed to fidget, we're not supposed to talk, we're not supposed to do anything. The only exception to this is if the imam speaks to you. If the imam speaks to you, you can reply. But other than that, you don't even like, you know, sometimes people are sitting there and like their friend or their boy walks in and they'll give them salams or shake their hand or whatever. Even that, you're not supposed to do. To the point where the Prophet ﷺ told us that even if someone's talking and you tell them like, hey, don't talk, even that is considered like idle speech, meaning that's not what you're not supposed to do that. Also, you're not supposed to like step over people. So let's say you walk in, you're like, oh, there's room in the front. And then you like walk over people to get there. You're not supposed to do that. The only exception to this is that if there's no other room. At this point, inshallah ta'ala, our Jummah prayer, the Friday prayer, the bulk of the reward lies in listening to the khutbah and not just the prayer itself. Some people just show up for the prayer. The hadith Prophet told us that the angels sit at the doors of the masjid writing down the names of people who are attending the Friday prayer. And then they stop writing the names down when the imam starts the khutbah. Not to say that you don't get rewarded, but our reward is seriously diminished if we don't hear the khutbah, or the less we hear of the khutbah, the less reward we get for the Friday prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Those are just a couple points. Like I said, pass it along, educate other people, inshallah ta'ala. I think a lot of people who come to Jummah, they're not aware of this stuff, so let them know. Also, I'm doing more YouTube videos these days, recording like raw vlogs and stuff like that, so check out some more content on my channel, and I will talk to you later. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.